வந்தேகம்
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of December, 1975, in Delhi, India.
Explain to them the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and pure devotional service so that they may go back to home, back to Godhead, and become liberated from the rounds of birth and death in this material world.
Is that all right? What do you say? How to help them?
First we give them the chant of Srila Prabhupada. First we give them the Mahamantra.
Mahamantra one may not accept.
And we have to find the ways and the means by which we can make pure devotional service attractive to each living entity according to
unless one feels necessity, why they will accept your proposal, chant religion. I make them feel it, yes, it is necessary. That is wanted. Otherwise, anyone will say some proposition, you do this, so why they will accept it? Unless that requires pleasure. If you say something dogmatic, why they will accept it? If you say that you chant Hare Krishna, he will say, I have no interest.
They are eternal spirit soul. And tell them of the eternal spiritual world. Your eternal spiritual soul.
That you have to convince. That you are eternal, but you are falsely engaged in temporary business. That you have to convince.
We have to give them knowledge. Knowledge consists of telling them what is the field, who is the knower of the field, and who is the super knower of the field. Once they get knowledge, knowledge is the preliminary step to executing devotional service. Once they have knowledge, then they will be able to execute devotional service. And Rupa Goswami says that one who executes devotional service in knowledge, he increases his knowledge. Therefore, the first thing is we should give them knowledge. And knowledge means to understand this body, the owner of the body, and the supreme owner of the body, Krishna. Purusham prakritim chaiva kshetram kshetrajna eva cha etad viritum ichami gyanam neyam chakeshya. What is the field? What is Purusha, the enjoyer? What is prakriti, nature? What is the kshetra, the field? What is kshetrajna, the knower of the field? What is knowledge? And what is the end of knowledge? These things I wish to know, ichami. Then Krishna answers him. He says, the idam sariram kunteya, my dear Kunti, sariram, this body, kshetram.
Not my dear Kunti.
My dear son of Kunti.
Yes.
Kshetram iti abhidhiyate. That this body is known as the field. Kshetram iti abhidhiyate. Etad yo vettitam prahu. Kshetragna iti tadvidam. That this body is known as the field, and one who knows this field, he is the knower of the field, he is the knower of the body.
So, how to explain? Everyone is acting. So, how is acting on the field? That is to be explained. Field of activities. In English it is called field of activity. So the field of activities is this body. According to the body, one begins just like one born in the dog body. So the dog cap, they from the very beginning they are searching after a master. have seen a small... They follow some gentleman. And because at that time it is good looking, somebody takes charge. All right, let me take this puff. And the children also like, so he gets some shelter. So, similarly, according to different body, the activities begin. Therefore, the body is the field of activities. A snake, because he has got the field of activities of a snake body, from the very beginning, he is very, very envious, the same, trying to bite others. In this way, our activities begin according to the body. And this change of bodies take place in the lower animal life automatically by nature's law. But when he comes to the form of a human being, on account of developed consciousness, he has got responsibility. He has to make his choice. He is suffering in this material world, changing different types of bodies one after another. And the propensity to lord it over the material world is going on. Now he has to change the consciousness, whether he wants to continue this propensity for lording over the material world, or he wants to surrender to Krishna. This choice has to be made by the human being. If he makes his choice after getting good education from the right source, that I am going on in a wrong way by the desire to lord it over the material nature, I am eternal servant of Krishna, therefore I must surrender now. Bhavanam janmanamante kyanavanamantam. This is wisdom. And if we do not get this wisdom, simply like animals, we continue to lord it over the material nature by acquiring money, dharma artha kama. Then we are spoiling our life. People are trying to become religious for being promoted to higher standard of life, economic development, big scheme, plans, how to make very gorgeous city, buildings, roads, cars, slaughterhouse, scientific, how to cut throat very scientifically. These plans are going on. And some of them are trying to be religious, to go to the heavens because he has heard. And it's a fact also that heavenly planets, the standard of living is more opulent. Hundreds and thousands times, the sex enjoyment is hundred and thousand times better. So, by so-called religious functions, sacrifices, the aim is the same, how to satisfy sex. And the dog is also anxious to satisfy its senses. As soon as it finds a female dog, he wants to make friendship with her and have sex. On this stage, never mind. Similarly, the demigods, they are also doing the same business. In a different standard only. Business is the same. Ahara nidra bhayamaita. So if one wants to continue this business, then he'll continue this material body. And if he wants to stop this business, come to his original position, then he makes real progress. But nobody is interested in advancement of spiritual life. Generally, they take to religiosity for material happiness, also arthi. I am distressed, I have no money, or I am suffering from some disease. You will find all this. All of them go to see sadhu only for this purpose. If I am suffering from some disease, so without going to the doctor and saving so much money, let me pay 100 rupees to the sadhu and he'll give me his blessing. I will save thousands of rupees for curing the disease. For this purpose they go to sadhu. Nobody goes to sadhu for going back to home, back to God. It is only we are proposing. Otherwise, the so-called yogis, sadhus, samis, they are making good luck business simply by promising that he'll get this material. This Maya yogi, he says that, what is his philosophy?
He says that if you renounce now, you can enjoy later. That if you take some austerity now by meditation, abstaining
from certain things, that later on
you can enjoy sex life unlimitedly,
Have
clear intelligence unlimitedly, and ultimately become
the Ramayana yogi. TM. Transcendental meditation. But I don't think they say that if you undergo austerities now.
Well, that was in the beginning they were saying. He said it.
Oh, now he has changed.
Now he's changed because it was too unpopular.
It is business.
Rajneesh, same philosophy.
But they do not know. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. These rascals do not know what is the actual aim of life. They are in the groups of ordinary men and they are doing some business as somebody does business by opening sweetmeat shop. So they have opened this transcendental TM shop. That's all. Cheating. All of them are going on cheating. Nobody knows. The real interest is to go back to home, back to who? Nobody knows. Ask any so-called sadhu, yogi, sami. They do not know. They read Bhagavad Gita, but they do not understand. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhama paramam. So what do they understand? Taktadi hang punarjanma. They do not believe all these things. Therefore, this Swami Chinmananda says that whatever is necessary, we shall accept. Other shlokas, we shall reject. This is it. This rascal's philosophy. As if Krishna has said something superfluous. They say like that. And the other day some gentleman came that it is fictitious writing. He was present. Why not silent? Why? Krishna is not silent. Krishna is speaking. Why you should be silent? When I challenged him like this, he said, he could not answer. This is why. So many things they are doing, if they are challenged, they cannot answer. You are present, I told. Then why silence? Krishna is not silent. He says continually, Bhagavan Vacha, page after page, and he's saying, why he should be silent? He gave me the information that Raman Maharshi was silent, and anyone would go to him, he would remain silent, and the message will be transpired.
Rajneesh says the same thing.
Huh?
Rajneesh. He said, Krishna and Arjuna did not speak. Krishna simply looked at Arjuna and Arjuna understood. But in order for Dhritarashtra to understand, because he was blind, Sanjaya is speaking and he is explaining everything. And Vyasadeva has written down what Sanjaya is explaining.
Sanjaya heard, then he said.
Yes.
So then Krishna is speaking. Otherwise, how did he hurt? This nonsense is going on everywhere. It's a very difficult position. So many rascals. And we have to push on our movement through so many obstacles. But still, we are going on. That is Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, we are simply meeting with obstacles. What can we do? We have to go forward. I'm meeting somebody else. Same idea, impersonalism and bogus thought and no clear idea.
One man came to Calcutta temple and he insisted that Krishna was impersonal, that he had no form, that he was ultimately just the Brahman. I said, that Krishna says in the Gita, Brahmano hi buddhista aham. He says, that aham means the Brahman. I said, well, if that aham means the Brahman, then why is Krishna being redundant and saying that the Brahman is subordinate to the Brahman? Brahmano hi buddhista aham. He just says, Brahman is subordinate to aham, me. So if aham means Brahman, then why is Krishna saying the Brahman is subordinate to the Brahman?
Therefore, these rascals have no clear understanding, and they are samis, yogis, and avatar. They are very dangerous. We have to deal with all rascals and fools. And they have made some position. For that position is nothing. And big. Mr. Nanda is also a victim of these ideas. Nirvishesha, Sunnavadi. Still, we cannot change our position. We must go with our conviction. And that is real. Real. So, begin Kirtan.